South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson was in Rock Hill yesterday to announce that groups that help crime victims across South Carolina will soon be getting more than $42 million in federal and state grants. Attorney General Wilson said that almost $2 million will be dispersed to this area alone.
That is funded through fines and fees paid by people who have gone through the criminal justice system. It is going to be coming to this community, which consists of Cherokee, Chester, Lancaster, and York counties. That's $2 million that are going to the men and women and other agencies like them who serve those people who have been the victims of crime.
Debbie Harrison is the mother of Carson Weitzel, who was shot and murdered a year and a half ago in Fort Mill. Harrison said that 48 hours after her death, her mission was to find out what she could do to make life easier for the next person in her situation.
At that point, I didn't know the role the victim's advocate with the solicitor's office would play in my life. But it is an awesome program, and I don't know how I would have navigated the court system were it not for Samantha Hughes.
Harrison said that Hughes told her everything she needed to know throughout the process. She says that the money coming to York County can help on a personal level.